Do your children self-assault? You know what a self-assault is. Biting, hitting themselves, smacking themselves in the head, pulling hair. What triggers self-assault most of the time? Plain old everyday frustration. Your daughter's unhappy that you or the world is not going along with her desires. And instead of kicking a wall, slamming a door, or even taking a swat at you, although she could do these things, she takes aim at herself. Most of the time, self-assault is probably not much more harmful than finger-sucking. It generally occurs in response to discipline. It is far more benign than self-abuse, which is something we'll get into in another commentary. What do you do with self-assault? Well, if possible, get rid of the audience. Leave the room. If you can't leave, turn away. Close your eyes. This is the parental counterpart to the time-tested kid tactic of sticking fingers in your ears while singing, "I can't hear what you're saying, I can't hear what you're saying." Do you have to worry that your daughter will actually hurt herself? Almost never. As young as they are, they know when to quit, when it starts to hurt. I self-assaulted quite a few times as a kid until the day my mother cured me. I was about 4. Threw a toy against the wall because it wouldn't open the way I wanted it to. I told her, "Go pick it up." She didn't, so I went over to a cinder block wall, that's pretty bright, started hitting my head against the wall. I figured, she's mine now, putty in my hands. And she started moving towards me and said, "Here, let me help you." I quit immediately. I decided that headbutting was not all it was cracked up to be. Self-assault may be born of frustration, but it can be a means of manipulating or provoking guilt. There's a bright side to self-assault. At least it's not aimed at you or your defenseless house. Kids are generally much rougher on their environment than they are on themselves. I'm Dr. Ray.